Once again, thanks and praise God that tonight we can be online for our Wednesday night service.
再一次的感谢赞美神，今天晚上我们可以聚集在这边参加星期三晚上的聚会。
We also thank God that last Sabbath, our three churches here in New York could have some members go to the chapel and attend in-person services again.
感谢神在上个星期六呢，我们纽约地区的有一些信徒 可以再一次的回到教会参加现场的聚会。
Once again, we want to ask that God's joy and peace be with everyone.
我们再一次的祈求, 神的平安与喜乐与大家同在。
We know that scripture it has many different types of analogies to describe the God that we worship.
我们知道圣经里面它有很多种 不同形容我们敬拜的神的这个样式。
So for example, we often call God our Father.
比如说我们常常会称为我们的神是 为父。
Or we may say that the Lord is our shepherd.
或者是说他是 我们的主是我们的牧者。
So every type of analogy gives us a different perspective and it highlights a different characteristic of God.
所有的不同的形容呢，也是让我们人比较对这个神的不同的神性有一些的了解。
Recently, in the New York Bible reading, we have returned to reading the book of Psalms.
所以呢，最近在纽约地区的读经进度呢，我们又再次回去读诗篇。
And from starting from Psalm 93.
从诗篇的93篇
through Psalm 99
到99篇
all of these psalms except for 94 explicitly refer to the Lord God as reigning or as our king.
所以呢，那这几篇诗篇呢，除了94篇呢，基本上都有说到主是
So this can be thought to be like a series of royal songs.
这也可以算是一种，就是说不同的这个算是属于这个王这个皇家的这种诗篇。
So tonight, I would like to talk about the Lord reigns.
那今天晚上呢，我想要说有关于主作王。
So we'll first talk about what type of a king do we worship?
首先呢，我们想要说呢，我们敬拜的是什么样的王？
And then finally, we'll talk about how should we interact and relate to this king.
然后最后呢，我们会提到就是说要怎么样 跟这个王来作为一种互动或者是交流。
So tonight we'll look into many of these psalms here in the 90s to look into these questions.
今天晚上我们就会查考诗篇这九十几篇的这个这些 就是这些道理。
Okay, let's first now turn to Psalm 93.
诗篇的93篇。
Psalm 93.
诗篇93篇。
Let's read verse 1.
我们来念第一节。
Psalm 93, verse 1.
诗篇93篇第一节
The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Let's first read until here.
主作王，他以威严为衣穿上，主以能力为衣。那我们先 就是说读到这边。
So what type of a king are we? What type of a king is God?
所以呢，神是什么样的王？
It says here, it first talks about what he is clothed with.
在这边说到呢，他是穿上什么样的衣服？
Actually, if we were to be living in ancient times under monarchies, it is actually would be common to be able to recognize the king by his clothes.
而如果我们活去这个古时候的时候，那是就是有王的制度的的时候的话，我们可以根据王所穿的衣服，很容易的就啊认出来是他。
Because it's very different from others.
因为他穿的衣服跟别人不一样。
A king will wear probably the most expensive, the most luxurious and colorful types of clothing.
王呢，通常就是会穿非常华丽。高贵，然后非常就是有不同的颜色的这种鲜艳的衣服。
Often he would be clothed with red or purple.
那通常呢会是穿红色或者是紫色的袍子。
And this clothing is to represent his status.
然后呢，这个衣服呢是代表他的地位。
So today, clothing can still also give people an indication of your status.
所以呢，今天呢，衣服呢，还是也是可以给人知道说你的身份地位。
For example, if you go into a restaurant or to a store.
比如说你如果去餐厅或者是一个店里。
Typically, the employees are all wearing a uniform.
那通常呢，员工都会穿制服。
And so, if you need help or you want to place your order, you know who you should be talking to, because their clothes represent their status.
如果你想要点菜的话，或者是需要帮助的话，你就会知道说马上找到这些员工。
So similarly, the Lord here is the king. He's clothed with what?
所以呢，那在这边神是王，那他是穿的什么衣服？
Here it emphasizes his majesty and also his strength.
在这边特别提到他的威严还有他的能力。
So this is the status that we can take notice of immediately when we approach God the King.
所以呢，那我们如果是要到神王旁边的时候呢，我们就非常很快的就会了解到他的这个地位。
For many members, when they have experiences with God.
那对于有很多的信徒呢，他们跟神有体验的时候。
I think this clothing described here can also describe their feeling in that experience.
那我觉得他们在这边形容的衣服呢，也可以就是好像跟这些信徒的体验是类似。
Some members, when they pray, they see a glorious light.
那有些信徒呢，他祷告的时候呢，他会看见荣光。
Sometimes in services, they may see also God's servants, and then God's glorious light as well.
有时候呢，他们在聚会的时候也会看到神的仆人，然后也见到神的荣光。
A lot of times when the members describe the light,they say that it's such a bright and strong light, and yet it doesn't hurt the eyes either.
很多信徒在形容这个荣光的时候呢，都说到它是非常亮的光，但是呢不会伤害眼睛。
So, very majestic experience, and then you can also sense the power of God.
虽然非常威严的这个他的这个同在，然后你也可以感受到神的能力。
So when the prophet Isaiah was called by God,
当以赛亚先知被神呼召的时候，
he saw that vision of God sitting on a throne.
那他见到神坐在宝座上的异象。
And the train of his robeFill the temple.
然后呢，他的这个穿的这个袍子呢，就充满了圣殿。
And then he also saw seraphim, around God on his throne.
然后也见到这个在神宝座周围的这个撒拉佛。
And immediately, Isaiah knew that he was sinful before this almighty, majestic, and strong God.
那以利亚在那时候就马上知道呢， 他有罪了，因为他在这个非常威严有能力非常就是说强大的这个神旁边。
So this is the first thing that the psalmist praises in Psalm 93.
所以在这边呢，这个作诗的诗人呢，在做这首诗的时候，马上就提到这一点。
Okay, let's now go back to Psalm 93 and read the last sentence of verse 1.
那我们再看回去诗篇第93篇的第一节的后半段。
It says, surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved.
世界就坚定不得动摇。
Some people have misunderstood this, this sentence in the past.
那有些人呢，在过去的时候呢，就是并不了解这一段经节。
They thought that this was talking about the earth and that the earth, is just stationary.
他们认为说这是在说这个地球这个世界。那当然，这个地球它是不会动摇的。
And then, so everything then revolves around the earth.
那所有的东西呢，都是围绕着这个地球。
But with further scientific progress and observation of the stars and the sun, that was clearly incorrect understanding.
那后来根据呢这个科学的验证呢，然后对于这种太阳、星星的这种观察呢，那我们知道它这个理论是不正确的。
Right. So what does it mean when it says the world will not be moved, cannot be moved?
在这边说到世界就坚定不得动摇是什么意思？
This is talking about how God is sovereign.
所以呢，在这边提到呢，就是说，神呢有直接的这个权柄。
绝对的主权, right? So he created this world, right? He established this world.
所以呢，他创造了这个世界。
And his creation will continue to stand. It will not be changed or moved, right?
所以他的创造呢，就会继续的坚定，他不得动摇。
So I think this can also even talk about some of the natural laws we see in the world.
所以呢，我们也可以从这个自然界其他的定论发现到这一点。
Things like gravity, right? Or like the speed of light. These type of things God created, and they're well established, and they will not change.
比如说地心引力，还有光速，这些都是神造的，所以呢，他不会改变。
So God, the king that we are worshiping, he has absolute control over these things.
所以我们敬拜的这位王呢，他有完全的这种掌控权。
Okay. Let's keep reading in verse 2.
那我们继续念第二节。
Psalm 93, verse 2.
诗篇93篇的第二节。
Says, your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting.
你的宝座从太初立定，你从恒古就有。
We know earthly kings, they all have a beginning date that they start their reign and a day that they have to step down, right?
那我们知道呢，在世界上的王呢，他们都有登基的那一天，然后也是有就是退位的那一天。
And while they are king, they can sit on the throne.
所以当他们是做王的时候，当然可以坐在王座上。
But what about this king that we worship?
那我们敬拜的这个王呢?
Right, we know that he actually is eternal.
那我们知道他是永远的。
So his throne actually was established from of old.
所以呢，他的宝座呢，从太初就立定。
He is everlasting. He is eternal.
他从恒古就有，他是永远的。
So these are some of the characteristics we can see about God the King who's reigning.
那我们可以看在这边看到就是说神作王的这些特征。
Right? There's even more when we start to read Psalm 95.
那我们读诗篇95篇的话，我们也可以看到更多。
Let's read verse 3.
那我们可以看第三节。
Psalm 95, verse 3.
诗篇95篇的第三节。
Psalm 95, verse 3.
诗篇95篇第三节。
For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods.
因主为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。
Again, this psalm is what considered to be one of those royal psalms.
所以这个诗篇呢是在这边是称为就是说属王的这种诗篇。
Because just like we read in verse 3, it talks about the Lord as the great king.
就像我们之前提到了就是说主是这个大王。
And then it describes this great king is above all gods.
然后呢又在形容说这个伟大的大王呢他是大过所有的神。
So in this world, we know different people worship all different types of gods.
那我们知道在这个世上呢不同的人会敬拜不同的神。
But those gods, compared to the God that we worship, are incomparable.
所以那些神呢跟我们敬拜的神来比较是没有办法比较的。
Because the God we worship is king above even them.
所以呢那我们敬拜的神呢甚至是做他们的神的王。
So in a way, those gods are not gods at all. They're not kings at all.
所以呢那这样子来说的话这些神当然不是神他们也不是王。
It's just like if a king, he conquered many lands.
就像一位王呢他征服了很多的国土。
Right? He probably also defeated many other kings before too.
那他也击败了他周围的很多的不同的王。
So, if one of those smaller kings who was defeated say, hey, I'm the king, actually, it's not true.
所以呢那被他击败的这个比如说一个小王呢他就会自称自己是王其实那这真的是不正确。
Right, because he does not have full power or full control.
因为他没有全部的这种控制权。
Right. But the God that we worship, he transcends everyone. There's no one that can compare to him.
但是我们敬拜的这位神呢没有什么其他的东西可以跟他作为比较他超越所有的一切。
So in verse 4 and 5,
所以第四、第五节,
it's talking about how this great king has his hands everywhere.
所以在这边也谈到说这个大王呢他的手到处都是。
It's at the deep places of the earth, it's also in the heights of the hills.
在地的深处,在山的高峰。
The sea also belongs to him because, yeah, he made it. And then his hands also made the dry land.
海洋属他,是他造的,旱地也是他手造成的。
So what God can compare to this?
那什么样的神可以跟这个比较呢?
Of course, there's only one creator and one God above all.
当然只有一个创造者然后只有一位万王之王。
Okay. Let's continue to Psalm 96 now.
那我们继续看诗篇的96篇。
Psalm 96.
诗篇96篇。
Let's now read verse 10.
那我们看第十节。
Psalm 96, verse 10.
诗篇96篇的第十节。
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns, the world also is firmly established, it shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously.
人在列邦中要说主作王世界就 坚定，不得动摇。他要按公正审判众民。
So again, verse 10 lets us know that this is one of those royal psalms because it says the Lord reigns.
那所以那在第十节呢，让我们知道呢，这也是属王的诗歌，因为在这边啊说到啊主作王。
And then the middle part we just talked about in Psalm 93.
所以呢，那我们刚刚谈到93篇的这个就是中间的部分。
Yeah, the world also is firmly established. This is the same thing as Psalm 93, verse 2.
所以呢，这跟就是世界就坚定。所以呢，刚刚的就是跟93篇的第一节类似。
But then, in the end, it adds, he shall judge the peoples righteously.
那在后面他说到他要按公正审判众民。
So kings also sit on their throne to make judgment.
所以呢，王呢会坐在他们的王座上面，然后要审判众民。
I think we all remember the story of King Solomon.
我想我们都记得所罗门王的故事。
And how one time two women, two prostitutes, came before him for a judgment.
有一次呢，有两位的妓女呢来到他。希望他能来来做一些公正的审判。
And long story short, eventually Solomon made such a wise judgment to determine who was the true mother.
所以呢，长话短说，后来呢，所罗门王就做一个非常有智慧的判断，就是知道这个婴儿的母亲是谁。
So the Lord, who is king, he also is going to judge.
所以这位主呢，他做王，他也会要审判。
And the way he judges, it says it's with righteousness.
所以他审判的方式呢，就是用公义。
Let's read, actually, similar statement is in chapter 97. Let's look at 97.
那我们也可以看97节，他也是就是97篇它也类似的记载。
All right, let's see verse 1.
我们可以看第一节。
Psalm 97 verse 1.
诗篇97篇第一节。
Says the Lord reigns. Okay, let's jump to verse 2.
主作王，我们可以看第二节。
Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
密云和幽暗在他的四围，公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Okay, again, describing God as the king, and his throne, which he judges from, is going to be based on righteousness and justice.
所以在这边又再一次的形容主作王，他的宝座呢，被形容为有公义还有公平。
Okay. So this is very comforting, actually, for us.
所以呢，这让我们听起来非常的安慰。
Because we know there's a lot of injustice and unrighteousness in this world.
因为我们知道这个世上有很多的不公义还有不公平。
While every country, every state, every county has their courthouses, right? And there are judges. But there's never... In this world, you can never really achieve true justice all the time.
虽然呢，在这个世上呢，有很多不同的法院，或者是一些来就是来审判的这些地方，但是我们知道呢，很难可以真正找到公义还有公平。
So if we ever have been wronged by others, praise God, because He is the King, He will judge righteously.
那如果我们有被别人不公平的对待呢，那我们感谢神，因为他作为王，他会施行公义还有公平的审判。
Okay. So let's now look at another characteristic of the king we worship.
那我们可以看就是说我们敬拜的这位王的另一个特性。
Let's read chapter Psalm 98 now.
我们来继续读诗篇第98篇。
Psalm 98, verse 6 also says the Lord is the king.
诗篇98篇第六节在这边又 提到说、主是王。
Okay. But what has he done? Let's read verse 1 and 2.
但是他做了什么呢？我们可以看第一、第二节。
Verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations.
第一节，你们要向主唱新歌，因为他行过奇妙的事，他的右手和圣臂施行救恩。第二节，主发明了他的救恩，在列邦人眼前显出公义。
So kings also go out to battle.
所以王呢也会出去征战。
King David is very well known for this.
大卫王呢是非常的有名。
He's the one who eventually conquered enough land to fulfill the original borders that God promised to Abraham.
所以呢他也是占领了很多的领土为了要应许神对亚伯拉罕的承诺。
So, the king that we worship, the Lord God in heaven, he also has gone out to battle.
所以呢，我们敬拜的王，天上的主神，他也是出去征战。
And he has gained the victory.
他也是得了这个胜利。
Right. And what is this victory about?
那这个胜利是什么呢？
This is a victory over death. This is a victory over sin.
那这个胜利呢，是可以克服罪，可以克服死亡。
And then through this victory, God makes known his salvation.
借着这个胜利呢，那神就让他的救恩显明。
And he will let everyone, including Gentiles, know about this salvation.
他会让所有的人，包括外邦人来知道这个救恩。
That we can also participate in all the benefits that come from this victory.
那我们都可以借着这个救恩呢来享受所有的这个好处。
So we've gone through many of these psalms and we can see all different types of characteristics of the king in heaven, God.
那我们看到这么多的诗篇，这边都是在形容天上的神这位王的这个特性。
I think we know that it's clear that this is also fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
那我们应该很清楚的发现呢，这也是完全的在主耶稣基督身上显明出来。
Because Jesus is God.
主耶稣就是王就是神。
He's also clothed in majesty and strength.
他也是以威严还有能力穿衣。
He also is sovereign and eternal.
他有就是说所有的这个权柄然后呢他也是永远的神。
He is also King of Kings above all.
他也是万王之王，他超乎所有之上。
Every knee shall bow to him.
所有地上的民都要向他跪拜。
And through Jesus, we have gained the victory to have salvation.
经过耶稣呢，那我们就可以借着这个救恩得到永生。
So when Jesus said he is the king of the Jews, right? This is correct.
所以主耶稣说他是犹太人的王，那这完全是正确。
When the apostles were preaching of Jesus as a king, this was also correct.
当门徒传扬有关于就是耶稣是王的这种福音呢，也是完全正确。
His kingdom is not of this world.
他的国度不是属世界。
But it is above and eternal.
他是国度是在上面，然后是永远。
And this is the king that we are worshiping.
这就是我们敬拜的王。
So with this in mind, right, since we are a subject of this king, since we are a person in this kingdom, let's talk about now the second question, like, how should we interact and relate to this king?
那由于呢，我们是属于这个世界，还有属于这个王的这个附带品，那我们应该怎么样来跟他互动呢？
Okay. Let's now go back to Psalm 95.
我们可以看回去诗篇的95篇。
Psalm 95.
诗篇95篇。
Before we read verse 3 already.
我们之前念到了第三节。
But let's now read verse 1 and 2.
那我们现在念第一、第二节。
Verse 1, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Verse 2,
第二节。
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms.
第一节来啊，我们要向主歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。第二节，我们要来感谢他。用诗歌向他欢呼。
The first way we should relate to God, the King, is we should sing and rejoice and give thanksgiving.
那首先呢，我们要跟我们这位这个神互动呢，我们要跟他唱歌，我们要跟他欢呼，然后感谢他。
So,almost every time we have a service and we are worshiping God, we also sing and praise Him.
那我们每次聚会的时候呢，我们在敬拜神，我们都会来歌唱，然后也会要赞美神。
Because He is worthy of this praise.
因为他值得这样的称赞。
We already talked about all those characteristics before the last half hour, right?
我们之前提到他不同的特性。
Okay. These are things that no other human can claim.
这些没有其他的人类可以这样子自称。
Clothed with majesty and strength.
用威严还有能力为一。
Sovereign over everything, eternal. Who can say that? Who can claim these things?
那他有所有的主权，他一切都属于他的，那谁可以这样子说话呢？
King of kings, he's the always the righteous judge. Who can say that?
那他是万王之王，永远是公义的审判者，谁可以这样子说话？
He has gained the victory and paved the way for salvation.
那他得胜，然后他又为了这个救恩铺道。
So when we sing today, we need to sing from the bottom of our heart to thank God for who He is and what He has done.
那我们今天歌唱的时候，我们一定要从我们的心里面最底下来称赞，来颂赞，歌颂这位神。
Because He is the greatest King, right?
因为他是最伟大的王。
During this pandemic, we have seen different types of leaders here in the United States, right?
所以在这段的疫情的过的时间呢，我们可以看到美国有不同的这些领袖。
Whether it is certain mayors or governors or the president.
不管是市长或者是州长或者是总统。
And some of them have received praise for how they have handled the pandemic.
那有一些人呢，他得到称赞。因为他们把这个疫情的问题处理得很好。
Because they're not a king, but they had good leadership. They were able to minimize the impact of the pandemic in their area of jurisdiction.
所以呢，他们虽然不是王，但是呢，他们可以在他们的管辖区中呢，把这个疫情控制得非常的理想。
So, such leaders are receiving praise, right? How much more our God in heaven, who is the greatest king, and everything is within his hands?
那如果这些不同的领袖他们都可以得到这样子的称赞， 那我们最高的神他应该是怎么样得到我们赞美呢？
Yeah, so let us always show God our praises, our joy, and our thanksgiving.
所以呢，那我们要时常的赞美神，然后也要在他得到喜乐，然后感谢他。
Let's now go to verse 6.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Psalm 95, verse 6.
诗篇95篇第六节。
Says, Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God.
来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的神面前跪下，因为他是我们的神。
This is related to the singing and the praise and the thanksgiving.
这也是跟这个歌唱，然后赞美，然后感恩都有关系。
Since no other person or no other God can claim those characteristics, well,
因为没有其他。
Yeah, not only is God worthy to be praised, He should be worshipped. We should surrender ourselves before Him.
所以没有其他的人或者神可以这样子自称。所以呢，我们他绝对值得我们要敬拜，然后也值得我们要赞美他。
Since God is the greatest King, actually, we can have complete trust, right? Complete defer everything to him because we know he's going to do the best thing.
所以神是最伟大的神，那我们应该有完全的信靠，把所有的东西都交托在他身上，因为他可以帮助我们。
Even though we may not always understand what he's doing.
那虽然我们很多时候不了解他所做的事，
but he still deserves our worship, our submission, and then trusting in Him.
但是他也是绝对值得我们的敬拜，我们的屈服。
So whenever we come to services,
所以当我们聚会的时候，
not only do we sing hymns,
不光是我们要唱诗，
also kneel before Him to pray.
我们会在他面前跪拜，
to worship.
来这个来敬拜他。
Whenever we kneel down, our hearts must also kneel down and be humble before him.
当我们跪下的时候，我们的心也要一起跪下，在他的面前呢，就要非常的谦卑。
And then give your heart to him.
然后把你的心给他。
This is another way we relate to the king.
所以呢，那也这也是我们可以跟神交流的这个王交流的另一个方式。
Let's now go to another verse. Let's go to Psalm 96.
那我们现在再看另外的经节诗篇96篇。
Psalm 96, and let's now read verse 7 and 8.
诗篇96篇我们读第七、第八节。
Psalm 96, verse 7 and 8. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength.Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
第七节，民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给主，归给神。第八节，要将主的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的院狱。
We know in ancient times, anytime you go and are going to greet the king,you should not go empty-handed.
那我们知道在古时候呢，我们每次要去见王的时候呢，不可以空手而去。
So remember when Queen Sheba went to see King Solomon.
我们记得示巴女王去见所罗门王的时候。
She brought so many gifts to give to Solomon.
她带了好多的礼物要给所罗门王。
Many precious stones, gold, spices.
珍贵的宝石，然后黄金，然后甚至有很多的香料。
She did not want to go before him empty-handed.
她不想空手去见王。
So similarly, as we just read, when we come before God, we need to give, right? We need to make an offering to him.
所以就像我刚刚说到的时候，我们来见神，来见他的时候呢，我们需要来就是说要跟向他献祭。
What do we give to the Lord?
那我们给主什么呢?
It says, give God glory and strength.
那在这边说要将所当的荣耀来归给神。
So we should serve God with our strength.
然后要将这个能力来服侍他。
And we do it in a way that really pleases God, that glorifies the name of God.
那我们就是说以这种可以完全荣耀他的名的方式来服侍。
Okay, so our offerings are not just tithing, right? Our offerings include our service to him.
那我们的供物呢不光是只有十一奉献也有包括我们对他的服侍。
So all of us, when we come before God, especially in the church,Let us not show up empty-handed.
那我们所有的人，特别是进入教会里面的时候呢，不要空手而来。
Let's now read verse 9.
那我们继续看第九节。
Verse 9. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
当以圣洁的装饰，全地要在他面前颤抖，敬拜神。
So this is talking about worshiping and serving God in holiness.
在这边提到就是说要敬拜神来服侍神用这个圣洁来做。
This is actually a quotation from one of David's Psalms too.
这边也是来自这个大卫的一首诗篇。
So when we are offering something to God, God also cares about who the offerer is.
所以我们献给神供物的时候呢，那神当然也会在乎作者是谁。
So in 1 Samuel it says, to obey is better than sacrifice.
撒母耳记上就是说献祭胜于顺服胜于献祭。
Yeah, right? So,God really cares about who is the one approaching him. Is he holy? Is he someone who pleases him?
那所以呢，神真的会在乎来进前来服侍他的人比如说他是不是圣洁的，他是不是有公义的。
So let's keep that also in mind when we come before the king.
所以当我们来到王面前，我们也需要记得这一点。
Finally, let's read verse 3, Psalm 96, verse 3.
最后呢，我们可以看到诗篇九十六篇的第三节。
Psalm 96, verse 3.
诗篇九十六篇第三节。
Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among the peoples.
在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。
So one final way how we interact with God the King is,We should declare his glory to others. In other words, to evangelize.
所以呢，那我们可以跟王互动的一个方式呢，就是要述说他的荣耀，来宣扬他的道理。
For the ancient kings in the past, there were many historians or officers, officials that would praise them and declare their glory in books.
所以在古时候的王呢都有很多的不同的这个官员或者是书记来记载他的这些他做的所有的事情然后来赞美他。
For example, how come even though there's only one ancient wonder of the world still remaining, which are the pyramids, how do we know about the other six?
虽然呢这个世界上呢虽然只有剩下一个这个就是奇 起点是就是世界上的这个原先有七个，但是现在只剩一个。那我们怎么知道其他的六个这个地方？
These other six wonders of the world we know about because they were recorded in books and people declared that glory.
那所以呢，那我们会知道这个世界的这个其他的六个这个非常就是奇妙的这些 地方呢，因为有人记载在书里，我们有读到。
世界奇迹 yeah, right.
世界奇迹
right. So for example, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
比如说在巴比伦的这个被吊在空中的花园。
Right. How do we know about that? It's because people have told us, right, in the books.
那我们怎么知道？因为呢，我们在书里面看到。
Now we are the people of the greatest king.
那我们就是最伟大王的百姓。
The king of kings.
万王之王。
So what are we telling to others?
那我们要怎么样跟别人说呢？
So this is something we all need to think about.
那我们应该要好好的思考这一点。
Let's not only share about his wonderful divine characteristics.
而是不光是只是宣扬他非常美好的神性。
But let's also talk about how this king has blessed us and benefited us in our life.
那我们应该也要说这位王呢怎么样在我们的生命中帮助我们，祝福我们。
That he has paved this way of salvation for everyone.
他就是说为大家的这个救恩来开路。
Right. And anyone actually is invited can also be part of this eternal kingdom.
那每一位人呢都被邀请呢都可以属于这个国度。
So we know our fall spiritual convocation is coming soon.
那我们知道我们春季的灵恩布道会要开始。
In just 3 weeks, we will start our evenings of evangelical services.
所以呢，在可能还有三个礼拜呢，我们就会开始我们平常的这个布道会。
Even though there might, you know, we might not be as able to interact with others as before.
所以呢，我们可能没有办法跟其他人这样子像以前一样的互动。
Because of the pandemic.
因为疫情的关系。
But let us still do our best to declare the glory of our great King.
但是我们还是要尽可能的来去来宣告我们这个伟大的王的这个荣耀。
So we thank God that tonight we can once again think about our Lord God as our King.
所以感谢神，今天晚上我们可以再一次的想着我们的神是怎么样为王。
All of the characteristics we read about tonight are worthy of praise, worthy of worship, worthy of offerings.
所以呢，我们今天晚上讲的特性呢都是值得我们来称赞赞美然后甚至就是奉献。
We also need to be mindful to be holy.
然后呢我们也要提醒自己呢要保持圣洁。
And then finally to declare his good news of salvation everywhere.
最后呢就是把他这个美好的福音呢传扬到世界各地。
This concludes our evening message.
那我们结束今天晚上的讯息。
Let us now kneel and worship before the King.
那我们现在一起跪下来来敬拜这位王。
And let us think about how we will serve him and offer to him.
那我们想一想说要怎么样的服侍他，然后怎么样奉献他。
Let's now kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下祷告。